Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk a little college football while Drew maybe gets a drop of that later on in the show. Coming into this season, we were all excited about all three local schools. All three, I know it may sound silly now, but there was real reasons for all three to have belief that they can make the college football playoff. Then, of course, KU quickly was eliminated from that. Missouri did their part in eliminating themselves with their performance. Also, quarterback injury did not help. Kansas State, I don't think, has eliminated themselves.
Really?
They have one path.
One path. Win the Big 12 title game?
Now they do not have a way to get there unless they win the Big 12. They had a bad loss down in Houston to the Cougars over the weekend. I mean, that was a really bad loss. And so their only path now requires them winning out, and they need some help to get to the Big 12 title game. That's their issue. It's a tough path now. They don't control their own destiny or anything like that. I don't think you can say they're eliminated, because if they were to beat Iowa State and Colorado were to drop a game, then K-State's in the Big 12 title game in Arlington, and they've got an opportunity. But they screwed this one up big time, man.
Mathematically eliminated, no. But I'll be honest. This is the frustration with this. There are now 12 teams in the college football playoff. All three teams, fundamentally on paper, should have had a chance. And K-State lost to Houston? Houston? I watched Kansas beat them by like 5 touchdowns last week. How is that the game you come up short on? That's the question I have. And like, to me, that's coach. That's all coach. College football, that's coaching. That's 100% coaching. I barely have any time for the kids to complain about performance based on that end. How the hell do you as a coach not get your team through Houston after you just got the scare from Kansas? Look, they gave you the scare, right? Wake up call all you want. Whew, Kansas almost got us. That chance of that Big 12 title, whew, that almost slipped away. That almost felt real bad there for a minute. And then you go and lose to Houston? Like, that's embarrassing. That is an embarrassing loss. That's one of the most embarrassing losses they've had in a program in 5 years. You can't just take down Kansas in a game that is heated and a rivalry and close and then fall asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, they have
Missouri's,
to win out.
I think, is maybe injury, but maybe they weren't as good as I thought.
Well, yeah,
Kansas just lost every one-score game on the planet. They're just a disappointing team. They're way worse than I thought.
Yeah, the Big 12.
Kansas State had it.
The Big 12 now, unfortunately for the league as a whole, it's going to be a one-bid league. It's going to end up being a one-bid league. You're going to have to win the Big 12 title game. Right now, the favorite to do that, of course, is BYU. They're the only undefeated team. But Iowa State also, fortunately for K-State, I guess, is Iowa State also lost to Texas Tech. Otherwise, yeah, I would be with you. Then it's over.
Yeah,
over. But it's not over. It's not over because they get the head-to-head against Iowa State still, but they have to win out just to get to the Big 12 title game.
Well, they also, not only do they have to win out, they need Colorado to lose a game too.
Yeah, some of the text lines say Colorado has a tiebreaker, but I don't believe that.
Head-to-head they do, but I think Colorado's got one less conference loss.
Kansas State has the tiebreaker, but that's if they have the same, because
conference record
always trumps the overall record for whatever reason, and Colorado only have one Big 12 loss. So that would be the killer for Kansas State. They need Colorado to lose and to win out. So, I mean, there's a shot, but it's slim.
I mean, I thought we'd get one local. That's the truth. And now Big 12 looks like a one-bid league.
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of a bummer. There was a real chance to get one or two in the college football playoff, and now it's one, and the one team is still K-State, and it's, I think, pretty slim chances. It's not impossible. You're acting like it's like a 5% chance. I think there's still a 25% chance Kansas State ends up in the Big 12 title game, as in then has a chance to get to the college football playoff.
I think their percentage is around like 20-25%.
Is it? Okay.
According to ESPN's FPI or whatever.
I guess the reason why I'm talking about it like it's doomsday is you could have controlled all of this. You could have controlled all of it, where the Iowa State win would have been like the nail in the coffin for getting yourself in the Big 12 title game, and you fell to Houston.
Yeah, someone says the weather was a monsoon. Both teams were playing in the same
weather. Doesn't matter. You lost the game.
I understand. And I understand that like they lost the ball as a result of that and all the other things that come up between.
And to me,
but I'm with you, Gold. I'm disappointed. I really thought we were going to get one of the local teams in a college football playoff. I told you, in the old archaic system of college football, not a single local school, in my opinion, ever had a chance to win a national title. They had no chance, 0% under the old system. They at least have a percentage chance to do it under this current system. And look, Avery Johnson's still young. They've got a good recruiting class coming in. It's not just like, oh, she wrote for K-State for the future or anything. This was a really good opportunity year for them. In a year in which nobody was dominating the Big 12 and Iowa State went down, like things were falling in your favor before you lost.
Yeah, Texas, one scenario, yes, for it not to be a one-bid league, if BYU went undefeated, then lost in the title game, yes, there's still a path potentially. But it depends on what happened, like any of this. It depends on what's going on in the SEC, what's going on in the Big Ten at that point, what other scenarios are in play. The first college football playoff rankings come out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night, the first one, which who knows if it'll be. Normally, it's a lot like the AP poll with maybe some adjustments in there, but who knows what that poll is going to look like.
How's difficult BYU schedule the rest of the way?
Their schedule overall has not been very tough, which to me is very interesting. If you compare, let's say Texas A&M went out and they beat Texas. Mm-hmm. Does BYU, with one loss in the Big 12 title game, get in over a two-loss Texas A&M team who's beaten Texas? And I wonder, that's the conversation
typically, for BYU. Typically, it's an obvious, no, they don't get in. It's the SEC versus the Big 12. They're going to side with the SEC, right?
Because and then you look at the signature wins. What signature win would BYU have at that point? Maybe SMU?
K-State.
Yeah, BYU has Utah,
K-State,
Kansas.
Beat the hell out of Kansas State.
BYU
that's a ranked team.
Utah, Kansas, Arizona State, and Houston. Well,
and if you're technically, if you're BYU, you almost hope that Kansas State wins out and then Iowa State plays you in the conference title game or something like that, because you almost want your resume to look better. So you're almost rooting for Kansas State to keep playing well.
Yeah, and if you're a wild Kansas State Wildcat fan, you're hoping KU somehow upsets Iowa State. You should be rooting for Kansas this weekend at Arrowhead.
Oh,
if you're
man.
A Kansas State
That's crazy
fan.
Is that?
How gross of a feeling that
you should
is.
Be, though. If you want, you should be doing that, though, if you're a K-State fan. I know
that's to Colorado, by the way. They got a real shot at the Big 12 title game.
You know what?
Nice for them.
Props to Dion. They deserve credit. They're actually now they're not getting talked about enough. They're actually backing up the talk they once had with performance on the field, and now nobody's talking about them as much. Kind of interesting.
And it's weird. Genty production starting to go down a little bit.
Yeah, Boise State, though, I think is going to make the college football playoff as the group of five team. Navy just lost to Rice over the weekend. I really think Boise State's going to end up as the group of five rep.
I think the big question is Army. Army plays Notre Dame. If Army goes undefeated and they beat Notre Dame, I think they're in.
If they beat, it's a big if. Beating Notre Dame's still a big if.
That is the if. I mean, because if you're comparing one loss is. Boise State almost beat Oregon, so they're obviously getting the nod if it's a one loss, if it's between schools with one loss. By the way, Cody, yes, for the text line, it's funny because there's a little pause in there, too. You almost didn't want to say it.
Pay for that pleasure?
You almost caught yourself. But you said anyways.
Searching for a word there, I guess. Is that what that was?
I think so.
Should have gone with a different word. I think Goldie, the only person who hasn't
just wait.
Said that word randomly as part of a regular sentence. So
no, I'm going to try to avoid that.
Next week.
I'm going to try to avoid that. Yeah, so
I think I was going for the alliteration, you know?
Yeah. Someone from the 785 said K-State actually wants Iowa State to beat Kansas, then K-State beat them to prop up the resume. Yeah, that you're assuming, though, in that scenario that K-State is in like an at-large bid. What I'm telling you is I don't think K-State can get in without winning the Big 12 title game. So I don't think the resume, oh, man, want Iowa State to keep winning so we can knock them off. And no, you need to beat Iowa State anyway, but I don't think you're getting an at-large bid. So I don't think that matters. And so you want to get into the Big 12 title game, you wouldn't mind Iowa State losing. That's all I'm saying. I don't believe the resume thing should be your worry. You're not getting in as a two-loss team out of the Big 12.
If you were a two-loss team out of the Big 12, but your loss was to Iowa State or BYU instead of Houston,
maybe.
But because of the loss, just no way. Mm-hmm.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.